Paul, you guys have shown an ability all season to bounce back when maybe you get scored on. In this case, two goals in just over 2 minutes. What did you see on the bench and then on the ice in the shift to two that followed?
It would be, you know, there would be no change. There, nothing changed on the bench, right? The next guys over the boards had a job to do, and they did it, and very quickly we got that game back to tied, which was real important to solidify the idea of something I think you've worked hard at all year of playing the same shift after a goal, a couple of breaks that are tough, and then we did the exact same thing to tie the game. So I would say that there wouldn't be any difference on our bench tonight. Clearly there's atmosphere and there's energy, but that part of it, the mentality was the same.
Joe Morrow gets the winner, a guy who's in the lineup because you got a couple defensemen banged up. So what does it say when he comes through with a winner as he did tonight?
Played well, so we bring him in. And I think he's only missed one game. And I thought he was very much like our hockey team. His game got better and better as the game went on, and he got gap, got tighter, got up, started making some plays, and good confidence builder for him. He's played really well for us.
Any update on Matthew Perreault?
Not yet.
What did that do in terms of having to juggle your lines a bit? It sort of went down to three lines, I guess, as the game went.
Well, no, we dropped Tanev and Kopp and Ehlers into a little more ice. We missed Matty. I really liked the way that line was playing and didn't want to have to take him out. It changed kind of our matchup rotation, some things like that. But if there's a silver lining in that, you get more guys into a rhythm that they, I think we started in some ways, skate better. The rest of the guys left. Their shifts got a little shorter, and I ran some other guys' minutes a little higher, and I don't think that hurt them.
But Adam Lowry's line tonight, Paul, it just seems like they give you energy at times. Yep. When
energy and good play, right? So it's not just a matter of running around finishing your checks and getting the crowd into the game. A lot of it is they have a different style of offense than our other three lines. There's some banging involved in it, and it's a real simple offensive game, but very effective.
Playoff history is filled with guys like Joe Morrow who score big goals. Is it make the teammates just a little happier when a guy like that gets his moment in the sun?
You're taking all of them, right? We're not throwing any back in the playoffs. All goals are good, but always a player that doesn't put a lot of points up or doesn't get the opportunity to be sometimes in offensive roles, he's not on the power play here, those goals are special.
You said nothing changed on the bench after that. Isn't that what the playoffs are supposed to be about, that it's harder to do that, that it's harder not to let it get to you in the mind?
Bigger swings either way, right? The handling the emotions of it, but the only prep for our team with that was 82 games prior, and it was an important part when you think, go back to the first two games of the season where we started with really changing our game after we had given up a couple of goals, and it was a big part of us writing it to get our season going. So we've talked about it, I'm not sure daily, but fairly close.
So if I'm not mistaken, I think you guys outshot them following that, them scoring that goal, outshot them 14-0 for a stretch. How do they elevate their game that much at that point?
Well, there's two teams, right? So they're at 2-1 in the third period. They're going to be real careful with their game, real smart with their game, and we got more relaxed, I think, at that point in the game. I felt that the tension came out of our game as it went on, that we were tight is the right word. And if it is the right word, I appreciate it, right? They understand the magnitude of it. They feel it. And as these guys, you know, we get eight guys, their first game, they all started to skate a little bit better, and everybody relaxed a little bit as the game went on.
That feeling on the bench you describe when they get two quick ones, how does that compare to 3 years ago when giving up a third period lead seemed to be a bit of a theme?
Well, there's an underlying confidence in our team that we can score goals. And you go back to a series three, 4 years ago where one goal was very hard for us to scrape together. We had a tendency to open our game up. That's just a fact. So now, you know, you've got an awful lot of goals coming off the bench in some ways in the three hole. There's lots of confidence that we can score. So we've had that confidence, I think, all year that we don't need to open the game up to do it.
Paul, you had a guy who won 44 games this year in goal. You had a guy who scored 44 goals
this year. Neither of them had played a playoff game before, and there's other players on the team that hadn't. How do you feel they handled the night and the game?
Connor Hellebuck wouldn't have looked any different tonight than any other night, right? That was him. I thought Patty had been playing really well till his injury came off. But in that Chicago game, he started to go back to skate the way he'd been skating. He looked like that in practice. I think he's been on a big stage his whole life, and I think he thrives in it. So I liked his – clearly the goal makes a big difference to us, but I liked his game.
And just on young players handling the atmosphere and that?
Yeah, you know what? I don't think there was a difference between young and old tonight, right? Rookie and veteran. I think both teams were real cautious early, real conservative with what they were doing, and the game started to go. I thought we relaxed a little bit as the game went on.
Paul, just that last 150 seconds, I think there were three attempts at the empty net that just missed, six icings by our count. What was going on in your mind? Did that feel like it took forever, that last 2.5 minutes?
I don't know. What do you yell, sweep or hard when the puck's going just a little wide? We were looking for a curl on those. I think if you can get it to the red, you get it to the red. If you don't, you take a shot. The key piece to that is big face-off wins by Adam Lowry, you know, and that's what he's been training to do. And on the icings, had it not been him, it would have been Stastny on the left side, but he's out there on the icings, and those are huge.
What about the impact of your other trade deadline acquisition, Paul Stastny? He seems to have been a calming influence for your team since he got here, and the patience to take the hit to make a play on the line A goal.
Lots of confidence and experience there, right? Moved right off his wingers, reads those guys now very, very well. Controlling the puck on rims down back behind the net in the offensive zone, not letting it die. There's so many small things that he does in his game that are important to two young wingers, buying them a little bit of time.
What did you think of the crowd, Paul?
We should invite them all back. Every single, and the ones outside. Yeah, I mean, this is a special place. It's, we've got a camera and I mean, the doors opened, I think, clearly at 5 o'clock because it looked like they got the memo wrong and thought the game was starting. That's the best warm-up crowd we've ever had, and they were wired from the start, right? It's a great place to play.
Paul, any significance? First franchise win? I know it's only one, but
I think there is for the players that have been here since the team came back. There's a lot of grind that went into it. Certainly ownership and management, but probably more than anybody, the fans that saw two different versions of the Winnipeg Jets, and it's been a long time since they've been able to go home in a good mood after a playoff game. Okay, thank you.